This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon, and I'm in the studio here with Brianna Mummy, the coordinator of the Redwood County Economic Development Authority. Let's step back and look at the big picture now. What exactly is an Economic Development Authority, and what do you do?
So an Economic Development Authority, or oftentimes referred to as an EDA, you'll hear that term used a lot, is a legal entity created by a city or a county with the intention of it to be an easy and flexible way to accomplish a wide range of development and redevelopment objectives, which include community development or quality of life. We are maintaining representation from each of the five districts,
okay,
two county commissioners, but what we added are two at-large members. So we now have a 9-member board, and I just wanted to share with you today who those people are and what city they represent or what district, and share with you kind of what's exciting about the role as an EDA board member.
And what they do when they're working together.
Yeah. Okay. So let me share with you the board members include, and there's 9 of them, so bear with me, but I'm excited to share them with you. It's Jake Jenegas. He is from Walnut Grove. He represents District 1 and is serving as our board president. Ed Coors from Sanborn, who is an at-large member and is serving as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Goblish from Vesta for an at-large position and is serving as the board secretary treasurer. Pat Eichton from Wabasso for District 2. Al Kokesh from Morton for District 3. Sarah Kuglin from Redwood Falls representing District 4. Merle Peterson from Bellevue for District 5. And then board chair Jim Sulfur and Bob Van Hee, who represent the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, and when you meet, what sort of things do you talk about?
We talk a lot about just kind of the current activities that are happening related to economic development. Specifically, this meeting we had February was to talk about our strategic plan and how important it is to have a strategic plan and really be mindful of how that plan will help guide us with the development and projects for the counties. During our conversation today, it was very exciting to talk about all the initiatives that are happening, but we were really designating time to figure out the priorities. Where are we going to put the energy and time into first? So some of the areas of focus will be, of course, the continuation of the shortage of child care in the county. So, and as you're aware, I've been here talking about that for the last few times, so we're going to continue to put energy and focus on that. Another project that will be implemented here shortly is increasing broadband services to the un- and underserved portions of our county. And then workforce. We are going to spend a fair amount of time talking and focusing energy surrounding the supporting of job retention, if there's job growth within a business, and then, of course, responding to the aging workforce that we will be seeing here in the next few years.
Is this something that would be sort of a public-private thing where you'd be interacting with local businesses?
Absolutely, yes. And I've been doing that since I started. Seeking understanding of what businesses are experiencing as it relates to their workforce is a huge element to this position. And so better understanding, of course, what the business objectives are, but also what are some of the barriers or struggles that businesses are experiencing as it relates to workforce. We have a low unemployment rate in our county, which is a good thing. However, makes it difficult to fulfill the jobs that are vacant within the county.
Mm-hmm. It's much better to be too busy than not have enough to do, I would think.
Yes, which is very exciting. There's a lot of great opportunity for growth within our county, and I'm just very enthused to be a part of that and excited for the positive impact it's going to have.
Any news coming up for the next month, say?
We are going to continue to focus on the shortage of child care. I've got my task force hopefully happening here at the end of the month, so we'll start seeing some activity related to that. Otherwise, you're always welcome to check out the county website, which is redwoodcounty-mn.us, to see any of the current activities. If you want to reference any of the materials regarding shortage of child care or just wanting to review the strategic plan, all of that's available on the county website.
Thank you, and that is Brianna Mummy, the coordinator of the Redwood County Economic Development Authority. Thank you.
Thank you.